Blog Talk Radio.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go and get to clapping. Go pop a phone tab. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama. A promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
You say you want a good time. Well, here I am, baby. Here I am, baby.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Archer Jones Show. I just want to take a moment of silence for the people in the suicide community. You always people be thinking that their life is over, that they got nothing to live for. So some people just try to, you know, end their life. And there's a whole bunch of groups. Like one of the groups I'm in is called Suicide Prevention group that's out there on Facebook. So if you ever got a chance, just look them up. So just please just take a moment of silence for all those people that we lost that committed suicide, kids, adults, or whoever. So just gonna take a moment of silence. Thank you, everyone. Let's see. Like I said, there's a lot to be talked about. I know I was supposed to do a show last week, and I was supposed to do a show yesterday. Last week I didn't do it because I guess mainly what I was going to talk about on last week's show was nothing but wrestling, and I don't want to just talk about like wrestling on my show. I just want to talk about like more things that's going on in the world. So, and yesterday was a family reason, which is one of the reasons I said that I wanted to, you know, pray for the people like the suicide prevention that they got that going on and stuff like that. Just saying that somebody I know wasn't going to commit suicide, but it was like a dangerous threat to self-harm. So I'm not going to say who. I'm just saying, I'm just going to say this. I love him like he's my son, which, get the idea. But it sucks because you got, like, all these people in the community, they're always getting bullied or things happened to them when they was a kid. It could have been like father out of the picture, mother out of the picture. They've been sexually assaulted or molested or bullying, which is a big one. And also, well, you know, you got people that's telling this person that they're not going to amount to nothing. They're not going to be anything in their life. So I'm just going to say this show is dedicated to them. Because I know I want to talk about what's going on in my life and all the stuff is going on so far. So, well, I'm going to say this. Like, the issue with my life is the ups and downs. For me, it's not because of what anybody did or anybody didn't do. It's nothing to do with anybody that's in my life that's important to me, you know, or the friends that I have in my life. It's not nothing about that, although it'd be cool to have like at least a few more friends. But it's mainly like me. It's all me. I guess, you know, there's times like I let people, what they say, drawn to me, or the things that happened in my past, like what a lot of people like to bring up for some stupid reason, which they probably don't got no life of their own. They just got to talk about mine, which just kind of shows that they had no life and they just got to mess with other people's lives. It could, like, people just like to ruin people's careers, or they're starting to whatever they like to do with themselves in life. So that's just kind of sad, but it's just like it gets to you, and you just get sick and tired of people repeating the same thing. It's like, we don't like you because of what you did, and we don't like you because of what happened. It's like some criminals are like, once a criminal, always a criminal. I can understand that because some of them do repeat, but there's ones that get like caught one time and they do better with their life. They move on with their lives, and some of them been in the system like accidentally, or some of them been like, some people got arrested accidentally too. But they have no choice but to face the consequences either way. So, but personally, like in my life, like I'm trying to move on for the stuff I did in the past and try to, because there's only like a few people that I need to apologize about my past, because there's some people that's still suffering from it because of people bringing it up, and other people just trying to move on from it. Like a couple of people in my family are suffering from it because of people just want to bring it up so they don't like what I was trying to do for some of the things in my community, which I'm trying to give back. But like I said, there's just some people that just can't tolerate it, which is just sad. And only thing you can do is just think, and like, why? So, like I said, my life is half and half, and I think, like, the only way I can say it's 100% is with some of them people would just move on with their lives and stop worrying about what I'm doing. Because it doesn't have anything to do with them. It doesn't have anything involved with them. But it's just crazy. But, like, the things I want out of life, like, I would like to have at least, like, maybe a few more friends or anything like that. Like, I have friends, but I just want, like, at least a few more. I don't know, just somebody that I can, maybe hang out with, just say what's up and all that stuff. But I understand that everybody is always busy with their life and things like that. And so am I. But I have been getting, like, crazy friend requests as of late. And some people talk on here, and some of them are, they're hackers, which I didn't know, so I got rid of them quick. But how can I rate how this year had came out so far? I actually, the only thing that I hate that I didn't get to do this year is like a host of wrestling show, which I was planning on to. But with, people, they think they're the law of Wisconsin wrestling community and things like that. And they're not. I just wish they just mind their own business and just move on. Like, I'm not thinking about you, so don't be thinking about me, because I'm not talking to you, or not you weren't talking to me. So go ahead and move on. But seriously, how this year can end out, although this year ain't over yet, but I enjoyed myself this year. Also with people that I consider family and people that I consider my friends. Like I said, it's been an enjoyable year. Like, let's see. But besides saying that was one of the things I didn't get to do was that one. Like, I didn't get the chance to go to NXT when they was in town this past April. Like, I think it was a few days after my birthday that they were in town, which I didn't get the chance to do, which, kind of sucks. But what more can you do? At least now I know that they're coming back later on this year for NXT. So, if people have been reading my posts, like, I know they're going to be back here. They're going to be back here, like, a few days before War Games. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a fun weekend. But we'll see how it goes. Plus, I went to a few shows that, like, they're starting to get noticed and starting to, like, put themselves out there. Like MLW, which they go all around the United States. They got some good wrestlers there. You have, like, Roman Reigns' brother, Fatu. him. Yeah, Jim Cornette in that business. The Heart Foundation, the Heart Foundation 2.0 with Grizz Bulldog's son, Bret Hart's, I think that's his son, if I'm correct, and Brian Pillman Jr. The show happened on June 1st of this year, and it was pretty good. It was pretty fun. There was other shows that I went to. AEW came to Milwaukee, and I had a fun time there. Also, there's the show I missed, Z-Lo Pro Wrestling. They was here in January. I missed that, which kind of sucked that I missed it. Didn't have the funds at the time. But, speaking of which, although Hazel already knows this, but we're going to see her favorite band in the world at the end of this, close to the end of this month. So it's kind of like me giving her a birthday gift from me to her. And I'm also going with her, too. Although her favorite band, I love some of their songs, but I think it's going to be something that she'll never forget. So I know she saw him already, but she gets to see him again. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. Speaking of relationships, just helping somebody try to look for something here, but anyway, speaking of relationships, like everybody knows who I'm with, and like our relationship and all that stuff going on, so everybody knows that, and I tell her this, but I haven't told everybody. Well, I'm told her that she's the only woman that actually put up with my crap. And and also that she loves me no matter if I be good at something or be bad at something. And she never gave up on me, which was the main thing that I wanted while I was dating or with somebody at back then. It's like, I don't want nobody to give up on me, which is like one of those things that you look for quality when you're in a relationship. You're like, you want somebody to be there for you for thick and thin, right or wrong, and just be there for you and just don't never give up. And truthfully, this is the best relationship I ever had. You have something to say? But anyways, while she was in the background, I'm happy with my relationship, and I think I see myself going old with this woman. And I don't think anything can change that. So I'm so in love with her. I'm so in love with her son, too, as treating him as my own son. And also, rest in peace to my newborn child, Matthew. And like, although I don't show like big emotions about it, like I still think about him every single day. But that's how some of us men are. It's like, although bad things happen to us, we still think about that every single day, but we try to be strong for the person that we're with. We're just trying to be strong and be there for them, although our significant others, it's going to be hard for them to forget if they lost someone or something bad happens. You just got to be there for them no matter what. And I'm, like I said, I'm tending to be that with my wife, and nothing's going to change that. Like I said, this year ain't over yet. There could be lots of things that could be doing and things like that. So we got about 4 more months until the new year. So it's pretty good. Although I'm still night talking and probably got the next 9 minutes or so. So if anybody want to make a quick call, if they want to, talk about something the next 8 minutes if they want to, or they want to chat with me online, like the video I'm doing right now through Facebook Live is on Study of the Souls Radio Network. So if you're logged on to that, you'll be able to see it. Or if you're on my friends list or whatever, you should be able to see this. Or you're just going to end up seeing the replay of it. And for YouTube viewers, unfortunately, I can't do it live no more, but I can just record as I'm going live. Which one of the things I just wish that, I know I had the YouTube channel for like a long time, and we don't have enough views to do the shows on YouTube live, which I used to do that before they changed it over the summer. Well, like I said, we got Facebook Live and we got this Blog Talk Radio and all the good stuff. Okay, the number if you want to call for the next 7 minutes is 845-277-9360. Again, the number is 845-277-9360. Even if you just want to listen to it, you don't have to speak. But just wherever you just want to listen to the rest of the show, or just want to say your thoughts and prayers, how your life is going, just go right ahead. But I'm still on there. Okay. Just check on my end that everything is going good. So if you go past the 30 minutes, which that may or may not happen, so I can't say that. So I just want to get to, friends. I got some friends, I got some good friends, and I have some bad friends. And some of the bad friends that I have, they're no longer in my life. And I still do got some good friends, but, they're all busy. They got their own lives to consider busy. Got businesses and jobs and things like that. And I recently retired, so I can just live comfortably for the rest of my life, but also go work out and all that stuff. So I started to go work out this week, and I'm going to work out again tomorrow after I go donate, which is good in my opinion to go donate for a good cause. And that's why I look at it that way and being relaxed. But anyways, I'm just trying to think. I know I'll talk about my life, my relationship, and my friends, but there's one thing I want to talk about. If y'all ever heard of the Central City District. They only got like one building right there that right now that there's only just that one building and nothing's going on. Well, apparently from what I'm reading today, that a company is going to bring like 250 jobs and probably will have more. Although the newest tenant that's going to be on that land has not been released yet. But if y'all not sure what I'm talking about, Central City, there is like on from 32nd and Capitol all the way down to 27th and Hopkins. It's like that big land over there with like nothing going on but that one yellow building that just says Central City. And I didn't know it was that many people that was interested in that just didn't, you know, they didn't advertise themselves as like want to be in that area, but some of them did, but they changed their minds or it wasn't that busy over there because there's not enough things that's going on around there. But hopefully sooner or later, you know, something will catch up and come on and all that good stuff. So a business is going to start breaking ground there sometime this year. But I take it that would be done in 2021 from what it says. So, because I've been staring at that land for a long time, and plus, like, although it's not that far from where I'm at right now, just thinking that, I wish I was rich. Maybe I can involve with that land or do something good, like maybe put some hotels or restaurants or something in that area. So that's what I was kind of hoping that I can do if nothing goes on with that. But anyways, I know we got like 3 minutes left on Love Talk Radio, and I probably got like more to say, so I'm gonna try to go as fast as I can and all that good stuff. But this is gonna be a tough one because this Sunday is my friend's Jake show, SCW, which is gonna debut in West Bend. But if y'all like listen to this on Blog Talk Radio right now, you probably seen like the advertisement of that show that's going on. It's gonna be this Sunday in West Bend, and I believe it's gonna be at 4:00, the starting time, I believe. But it's running against Ring of Honor, which is gonna be here this Sunday in Milwaukee at 5:00. So, yeah, this is going to be tough. But only thing we can do is hope like both shows get pretty good. So, let's see. So, well, they told me I got 90 seconds left on Blog Talk Radio. So, you probably won't get, I'm probably going to keep on going for like another 5-10 minutes, although you won't be able to listen to it on Blog Talk Radio unless you listen to it after is recorded, although I'm live right now, but I can at least add some extra things after I'm off the air. So, and plus, I can also talk about the radio lineup with shows and stuff like that. So, you probably see that on the screen too if you're watching from Blog Talk Radio. Got the shows, they got Bucks Talk. That's gonna be on every Thursday. I got like a person that's like interested in being on the show, so that's gonna happen. Flatback, it's gonna be on Tuesdays, but I'm gonna let y'all know when because I didn't get line of order of like interviewing people just yet. Arthur Smith mixing a whole bunch of songs and stuff like that. Okay, I apologize for the people that's on Blog Talk Radio. So we'll see you later, and I'm going to be off the air. So, bye. Okay, as for the people that's still listening, after, you know, it went live and stuff, so this is probably going to be after you view the, excuse me, which I don't understand with Block Talk Radio, it gives you like an extra 15 minutes of you recording, but you're not live, but when you watch the when you listen to the episode, you get to still hear it after it goes on, but you can know it as you like watch it on Block Talk on radio. Excuse me, something tickling my throat. But anyways, there's a lot of stuff going on within the next 4 months. You got of course, you got your wrestling going on, which I posted it on the video thing for Block Talk Radio, where you get to see all what's going on this month. Like I said, I'm going to the Queen concert with my wife. I'm trying to go to Ace Comic Con next month. Right now, they got one WWE superstar listed, and that's Braun Strowman. And he's one of the people that I really wanted to meet, which I didn't get the chance to. But I know for that. Madison is having Wizard World coming into town. I'm not sure if I'm going to go to that, but as soon as I get more information on that and what's going on, I might go. But right now, I don't know. Which some of y'all probably don't know about NXT being here. I believe it's November 21st. It's going to be a few days before War Games. NXT is going to be in town. So at the Turner Hall Ballroom, which I know they didn't announce it yet, but they probably will very soon. Probably like around next month, they're probably going to mention it. And the same thing as for SmackDown being in town, I think that's December 12th. Although they didn't mention that yet, but they probably will sometime next month. So just watch out for those two shows. It's just good that, you know, you have WWE come here in total of 4 times in a year, although it's like with them or NXT or stuff like that. So that's very good. And as for WWE in general, I know since we got this new arena, there's going to be a guarantee, I guarantee we will have a pay-per-view within 2 to 3 years, I'll say. So get a chance, just watch out for that. Don't forget about Blizzard Brawl. That's going to be at the Waukesha Expo Center. That's going to be December 7th, I believe. ACW is having a show the day before. They're going to have some guests. So it's going to be interesting. So interesting and busy year for me. And it's just been, most of this year has just been a good year for me. So I cannot complain or anything like that. So like I said, I got to retire. I got to go some places and I just got to do some things and it's just all good in the hood. But anyways, I know I got like another 10 minutes left on Block Talk Radio, but the Brewers, let's talk about the Brewers. They did win yesterday. I think it was score was 4-2. Over 4-1. I can't remember. I know the paper's in there, but I just got to get it. So, they still got it. Although, I know how it looks. They got the Cubs this weekend, starting tomorrow. So hopefully they can win at least all four of them. It's just like us. This is like I was talking about yesterday with a couple of people that Brewers got a chance, but they got to at least win most of their games this month. And at least beat the Cubs out of the wild card spot, at least. They're on the road next week with Miami and St. Louis. So St. Louis, that will be a hard one. Since now they're on top of the division. Then the week after that, they're at home for their final 7 games. They got San Diego that Monday, the 16th through the 19th. Then 20th, 21st, and 22nd, they got Pittsburgh. So that'll be it for their home games. And they're back on the road with Cincinnati and Colorado, which I think they will do good on. I think Pittsburgh and San Diego, they'll do good on too. St. Louis and the Cubs, that's what my most concern is. Although they did win the series in Chicago, but they just got to play them here. So, interesting enough, it would be cool if they do make it to the playoffs. It'll be the first time they'll be, like, in a long time, they'll be back-to-back in a series that they was in the playoffs, I should say. But, Apparently, my live video on Facebook has ended, so we'll just post that on there. I don't know how it happened, but if it's on there, it's on there, whatever. So, let's see what's going on. Just looking at, like, other, like, wrestling that's going on. Don't forget to check out our website also on wrestlingfanspeakout.weebly.com. So check the website out. And like I said, like, there's always updates every week on stuff that's going on. And you got, like, shows that, you know, like, regular local indie shows that does, like, meet and greet. I know on the 21st, Dustin Reynolds, formerly known as Goldust, he will be in Cedarburg. He's going, not only is he giving seminar lessons, but he's going to be on that show, too, of GLCW. So, y'all got a chance, go check that out. Look on the website, because the website has more information than I have on me right now. So it's on the website, so go ahead and check it out. See what else. I might have to look at my website now. Okay, now I know about Dreamwave Wrestling. They just based on Illinois, so they just posted up that they're coming back. Like I said, it'd be good just to have, like, you know, maybe more wrestling companies around, maybe like a 2 or 1 more, I would say. Q keep forgetting about 01. See, I gotta probably put them up too. So this, see, 01, just a percentage brewery beat down Derby DeClure, Illinois, at the Door 4 Brewing Company this Saturday, and the show starts at 7 p.m., which their featured guest is Hornswoggle. Let's see. I have 5 minutes left, so y'all just bear with me. I'm just trying to set this up. I'm going to try to put that on my website. So let me look at the website right quick. And don't forget about the shows that start in October 9th. At least they would be like an hour show at least. So like, Visa runs her mouth. Normally she'll be running around this time with her show. What else? Like I said, the Arthur Smith mix. That's gonna be on Blog Talk Radio. Just mix up some songs and things like that. So that's gonna happen. Clapback is gonna start soon, but it's gonna be on Tuesday as well. It's just a matter of just when they're going to start, because, like I said, I just need to get some guests in order and stuff to do the show. What else? Thursday, like I said, Bucks Talk. That's going to be every Thursday starting with October. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, Thursday the 10th. So, yay that. Let's see. It's www.wrestling. Yep, speakout.weebly.com. So, sorry guys, just bear with me. Okay, I can talk about a little bit about WWE while I'm on the website. They're going to be in Madison Square Garden for the first time in a decade. Next Monday, this coming Monday and Tuesday. Oh, and you got an interesting thing with the King of the Ring tournament. So, Samoa Joe and Ricochet, I guess they like end up in the draw. So, the referee said they both advanced. So, it's going to be a triple threat match with them against Baron Corbin. So, that triple match. That match is going to happen, and you have Elias going against Chad Gable next week. So Chad Gable won his match against Andrade. Elias won his against Ali, which I would think, well, I thought that Ali was going to be going all the way with it. And I thought Chad Gable was going to lose like in the semifinals, which is coming up, but I don't know. I got my change of opinion now, so it's going to be very, very different. So I really don't know. But anyways, I think I got to go in 42 seconds on Blog Talk Radio, so until then, Blog Talk Radio. I'm not sure when I'm going to do the next one. It could be next Tuesday. So just go to WFSR Radio Network just to keep up with the updates and things like that. Let's say check out the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. We got the Wrestling Fans WFSO page, and we got the second page of WFSO, so check that out as well. And check us out on Twitter as well. So, till then, maybe see y'all next week. Have a good night now.